More than 6 months have passed since the exchanges of fire along the Blue Line began. Since then, the lives of thousands of people have changed drastically. The South has witnessed destruction, deaths, injuries, and large-scale dislocation of the population. And people already facing challenges because of the economic crisis continue to suffer. UNIFIL Chief of Staff Brigadier General Cédric Dugardin has seen the immense transformation in South Lebanon after 17 years of unprecedented calm and stability, as this is the fifth time that he has served with UNIFIL.
The exchanges of fire across the Blue Line are having a disastrous security and humanitarian impact on the situation in southern Lebanon. Almost 400 people have been killed on both sides of the Blue Line, but mostly in Lebanon. At this stage, it looks like the confrontation will continue below the threshold of escalation. Both sides have said they do not want a generalized conflict. However, situations like these are unpredictable and dangerous. We saw what happened on April the 13th to the 14th. The risk of an escalatory spiral is proven and could soon have consequences in southern Lebanon. This is why peacekeepers remain on the ground and vigilant, monitoring the situation and working to de-escalate at all levels.
Since October 8th, UNIFIL peacekeepers have been operating under very different conditions than they had before. Nonetheless, they are performing the mission's operational activities under UN Security Council Resolution 1701 to restore stability along the Blue Line and prevent the outbreak of a wider and more devastating conflict. In response to the escalating exchanges of fire, UNIFIL has swiftly adapted its peacekeepers' activities and strategies.
So UNIFIL has rapidly taken mitigation measures to face the current situation. The security status has been increased, stressing the importance of force protection and implementing a new alert process. UNIFIL conducted tactical adaptations in operational activities and task organization to cope with growing workload and be able to work on 24/7 shifts. UNIFIL coordinates every operational activity through liaison branch, both with Lebanese armed forces and Israeli defense forces, in order to ensure safety and security for all official stakeholders involved.
UNIFIL peacekeepers cannot fulfill their mandated tasks and help others if they are injured themselves. They have to take care of their own safety and security too. Since the beginning of the exchanges of fire along the Blue Line, security measures within the mission have been bolstered, with a renewed emphasis on force protection and round-the-clock vigilance. Brigadier General Cédric Dugardin again.
Since the beginning of the conflict, residential areas and civilian infrastructure on both sides of the Blue Line were increasingly impacted, including in the vicinity of hospitals, schools, and religious sites. Nearly 50 incidents of collateral damage have been reported at UNIFIL bases. The safety of our peacekeepers is therefore a key priority, hammered by the entire command. UNIFIL accelerated the most urgent force protection works to defend its peacekeepers. The self-protection measures are proving to be relatively effective, since the force has only 2 serious injuries so far, the last being the observer wounded on the 1st of April near Rumesh. The protection of Lebanese civilians is an integral part of our mission. We have reviewed and updated the implementation plan for the protection of civilians, adapting it to the new security conditions. We also coordinate and escort humanitarian agencies that come to the area of operation for assistance missions.
Despite the challenges, UNIFIL's relationship with the Lebanese army remains strong and steadfast. The mission continues working in close coordination with Lebanese soldiers each and every day. UNIFIL Chief of Staff gives us more details.
The Lebanese armed forces embody the legitimacy of the Lebanese government in South Litani sector. That is why the overarching imperative is coordination with the Lebanese armed forces. Currently, relations between Lebanese armed forces and UNIFIL continue at high level of cooperation. UNIFIL maintains its high operational tempo and visible presence despite the daily exchanges of fire across the Blue Line. UNIFIL is conducting operational activities following a catalogue of routes agreed by both UNIFIL and Lebanese Armed Forces. Lebanese Armed Forces and UNIFIL continue their engagement within the framework of the strategic dialogue process at operational and tactical level.
The violence and suffering in South Lebanon have gone on too long and have taken a heavy toll on both conflicting sides. UNIFIL and its force commander, Lieutenant General Aroldo Lazzaro, through liaising with both parties, continuously urged them to stop the violence and recommit to the cessation of hostilities under the framework of Resolution 1701.
Of course, I believe that the only solution to the ongoing exchanges of fire along the Blue Line is a political and diplomatic one. The intensified fighting along the Blue Line has already claimed too many lives, caused significant damage, and jeopardized livelihood. I call on the parties to reaffirm their commitment to UN Security Council Resolution 1701 and the cessation of hostilities, while pursuing long-term solutions to address the underlying causes of conflict.